Welcome to Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. It is our pleasure and privilege to present to you the gospel message of the sovereign grace and glory of God in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that today's program will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening, and now for today's program.
I'd like to welcome you to our program today. I'm glad you could join us, and I hope and pray that the Lord will bless you through the preached message of the gospel as we look in the scripture. Today we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I've been going through this passage of 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, leading up to a passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14, where it says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." And I'm going to mainly deal with that text in the next lesson, but everything is leading up to that. And it's, of course, the natural man there is all of us by nature, as we're naturally born. But today I want to talk to you about this subject, the salvation, full and free. And I really want to talk about this word free, salvation full and free. And the major text that I'm going to use is verse 12, where in speaking of believers in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul writes, "Now we have received." Now that's talking about believers. "We have received not the spirit of the world." Now the spirit of the world has to do with the thinking, the ideas, the philosophies, the religion, the desires of the world, the motives of the world, that spirit, that knowledge and that motivation that the world has. The world there referring to the natural world, the unbelieving world. He says, we've not received the spirit of the world. We were born with that spirit. That's what the natural man is, the natural woman, the natural person. We're born with the spirit of the world. We think like the world. And that's why we need salvation. Somebody said, well, I don't believe that. Well, then you don't need to be saved. You see, salvation is being brought out of the world, the unbelieving, fallen, sinful world. That's what the world is. I brought a message several weeks back on the three R's of salvation. And the first R is ruined by the fall. Ruined by the fall. Well, how did that happen? Well, when Adam fell, he fell as the representative. The old writers used to say the federal head, but as the representative of the whole human race, the human family. And the Bible teaches that we all fell in Adam. The whole world was brought under the curse of sin and death. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. And that's why we preach the good news of salvation full and free in Christ by God's grace. The second R is redeemed by the blood. That's how sinners get out of this mess. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption means he paid the redemption price. Bought his people off the slave block of sin, you might say. And what was that price? It was his blood. His blood is his death. His cross, back in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18, Paul wrote, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." Now, over in 1 Corinthians 2, 14, he talks about how the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. And he's referring to the preaching of the cross. What is the preaching of the cross? It's the preaching of the redemption of God's people, Christ's sheep, God's elect, by the blood of Christ. His blood is the just payment for all their sins. His blood is righteousness established. Satisfaction to God's justice. And so That's the second R, redeemed by the blood. And the third R is regenerated by the Spirit. That's what Christ said to Nicodemus in John 3. You must be born again. Why? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. He's a worldling. That's what I was born. I was a worldling. If you're an unbeliever, you're a worldling. You're tied to this world. You're under the curse of this world. Spiritually dead. And you must be born again by the Spirit of God. And that's a work of God. So here he talks about in verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. We who are saved. We who are brought to faith. But he says in verse 12, but we have received the Spirit which is of God. The life, you might say, which is of God. Now, what is the evidence that I'm not tied to the world, the life of the world, which is only physical life and no spiritual life, dead in trespasses and sins, spiritually dead? What is the evidence that I've received the Spirit which is of God? Well, look at what he says in verse 12. That we might know the things that are, now look at this, freely given to us of God. Now that's what the natural man will not receive. That's what's foolishness to him. The things that are freely given. And this word, the things that are freely given, what things? Full salvation. And how are they given? They're given freely. Now that word freely means without a cause. Unconditional. And that's what salvation is. Now we often hear a lot of people talk about salvation by grace. But not many people really understand what grace is all about. And let me put it to you this way. The spirit of the world, in line with what Paul's talking about here, is any spirit that motivates you to look for a salvation that you can earn or deserve. That's salvation by works. It's like this, salvation conditioned on sinners. And so, that's the spirit of the world. And it doesn't matter what the condition is. You know, people today, they have fallen into the heresy of universal redemption. They say Christ died for everyone and that he just made salvation a possibility if you will meet certain conditions, whatever those conditions are. Now, those conditions will vary with different denominations of false Christianity. Some say, well, you only have to believe. Well, where does that belief come from? When the Bible looks at says in 1 Corinthians 2:14 now think about this. When the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14 that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned, what is he talking about? Does that sound like that a man or a woman who is natural, that is lost, spiritually dead, will of their own will or their own volition choose God and receive Him? Well, if you look back in John chapter 1, it's talking about Christ here, who is the eternal Word of God, the second person of the Trinity, the Word which was with God and was God, was in the beginning. It says down in verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's Christ, God the Son. But up in verse 11, this is John 1. Now look at this. It says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Now what is he talking about there? Well, he's talking about the natural man. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But look at verse 12. He says in John 1:12, but as many as received him. Now the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now hold your place there at John 1:12 and look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Read it again. Now look at it. I know I'm jumping back and forth here, but you need to understand this. We're talking about the salvation full and free. Salvation full and free. And look at verse 14 again. It says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now remember, he says he came into his own and his own received him not. That's the natural man. That's any of us in our naturally born state, spiritually dead. Remember, he says we have to be quick and we have to be born again. But look at verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Now again, I'll get to that more in detail next week. He that is spiritual. But now look back at John chapter 1. In verse 11, he came into his own received him not. That's the natural man. Verse 12, but as many as received him. Now there's a difference made here. And what is the difference? There's those who don't receive him, and there are those who do receive him. Now what makes the difference? Well, the things of the world, the spirit of the world would tell you that you make the difference. I make the difference. It's like I heard I read about a preacher who had given, he'd preached, he actually preached a false gospel, trying to make people feel sorry for Jesus. And he gave an invitation at the end of the message, and nobody walked the aisle. And he was really upset about that. So he told everyone, he said, tonight you go home and look in the mirror and say to yourself, I'm looking at the person who determines my eternal destiny. Now, my friend, that is not biblical. That is not biblical. It's true we must believe. It's true we must receive him, or else we'll perish. And all who do believe, all who do receive him, shall be saved, are saved. But here's the point. What does the Bible teach us about this issue of receiving him and not receiving him? Well, it says the natural man won't do it. You, me, if left to ourselves in our natural state, will not receive Christ. And so he says in John 1, now look at verse 12. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. Now the word power there is not ability. It's the right, the privilege, to become or to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In other words, if those who receive Christ, and that has to be the spiritual person, those whom God has made alive, he says, to those who receive Christ, they have the right to say, I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God because I believe on his name. And then verse 13, now look at John 1:13, which were born not of blood. Now that means they were not this spiritual life by which they received Christ did not come through natural birth. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, nor the will of the flesh. I believe that's referring to the works of the flesh. Nor the will of man. That's the man's will. In other words, this spiritual life does not come to people because they will it so, or they decide it so, or they accept Christ. He says they were born of God. You must be born again. Now that's where spiritual life comes from. Spiritual life in the new birth is the life of Christ, the resurrection life of Christ that comes to a person by God the Holy Spirit because Christ has died for their sins and satisfied justice and made them righteous in God's sight. And so when we go back up to 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12 then, put it in its context. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world says that salvation's conditioned on you and me, and if we just meet certain conditions. And as I said, the conditions vary with the various denominations. Some say, well, you've got to just believe. Some say you've got to believe and repent. Some say you've got to believe and repent and persevere, or else you can lose it, which is a false gospel. Some say this and that and the other, all kinds of conditions, all right? But he says, but we have received the Spirit which is of God. that we might know. Now, how do we know this? By revelation from God. That we might know what the natural man doesn't know, what we naturally don't know. The natural man doesn't know these things. They're spiritually discerned. They're spiritually understood. So that we might know the things. What things? The fullness of salvation. The fullness of salvation. Let me tell you what's necessary. There's three things necessary for the salvation of a sinner. Number one, there's a legal matter. And that means this, that without Christ, we are under the sentence of justice, which is God's wrath. And that's because of sin. That's because of our fall in Adam and because of our sins. And that penalty of sin has to be paid for in full. Now, who paid that penalty? Christ paid the penalty for His people. Who are His people? He said, all whom the Father God gave to the Father gave to me. That's who He's talking about. He called them His sheep. He paid for it by His obedience unto death to satisfy the justice of God for their sins charged, accounted to Him. He's their surety. And He died to pay that penalty. That's His blood. Through faith in His blood, that's His righteousness to establish righteousness that enables God to justify them. So there's the fullness of justification by the blood of Christ. He paid it in full. He didn't leave anything for you to pay. If He did, we'd be damned. He didn't leave anything for me to pay. You see, He didn't pay it and just make it available, but not sure. And then we seal the deal with our faith. Somebody said, but you have to receive the gift. Oh, yes, you do. But if He paid the penalty you will receive it. That's what the Scripture teaches. Christ said that in John chapter 12. He said, if He dies, the fruit of His death, well, He will draw all unto Him. Not all without exception, all who will come to Him by faith. He said, John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me, shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I've heard people say, well, if that's true, then it doesn't matter if I come to him or not. If he didn't die for me, if I come to him, he won't receive me. My friend, if he didn't die for you, you will never want to come to him. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. But if he died for you, you will in some point come under the preaching of the gospel and be brought to faith in Christ to receive Him and accept Him. That's the spiritual man. Now we, Paul writes here in verse 12, we've not received the spirit of the world. That's what we were born with. But we receive the Spirit of God, which is of God, that we may know the things. Now what are they? Now, remember I said three things have to happen for the complete salvation of a sinner. That sinner must be legally justified before God based upon solely, totally, what Christ accomplished on the cross. That's called the free gift of righteousness. Salvation is not by our works. Salvation is not conditioned on us, not even our faith. Salvation was by the work of Christ and conditioned on Him totally. God, in the everlasting covenant of grace, placed all conditions on Christ. And Christ came in time and fulfilled all those conditions to ensure the salvation of all for whom He died. That's the fullness of salvation. And it's a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can't even appropriate it. It's all given. Now, the second thing that has to happen to bring a sinner to the fullness of salvation is a spiritual matter. That sinner has to be born again by the Spirit. And we just read in John 1, 12 and 13 that new birth is of God. Christ said in John 3, you must be born again or you can't see the kingdom of God. Now, obviously there, He's not talking about the physical sight. He's talking about spiritual sight. And that's what He describes here in 1 Corinthians 2:15. He that is spiritual, born again by the Spirit, regenerated by the Spirit. Now, that regeneration is a total free gift, a work of God that comes on the basis of Christ's righteousness imputed, accounted to us, to His people. If Christ died for you, if you're justified, if His righteousness is imputed to you, if you're washed in His blood, you will be born again. And you say, well, then it doesn't matter what I do, then I'll just sit around and wait to be born again. Oh, no. The secret things belong to God. The revealed things belong to you and me. You seek the Lord. That's what the Bible says. You seek Him. You get into this book. That's why I tell people, look to the Word of God. But there's the new birth. And then there's another spiritual matter that must be taken care of that is totally free, the gift of God. And that is we must be preserved unto glory. We have to be justified based on His righteousness imputed. We have to be born again by the Spirit of God. And we have to be preserved unto glory, because if we're not preserved by God, we will fall. You see, the Bible teaches us this, that if salvation could be lost, it would be lost. And that's what He's talking about. Now, that's all free. It's all unconditional towards us. It's all conditioned on Christ. It's all by His power and grace. It's freely given to us of God. Now, the natural man won't receive that because it gives him no room to boast. You see, salvation, full and free, given to us by God, will not allow me to boast in anything I do or try to do or decide to do. I can't even boast in my faith. Why? Because it's a free gift that God gave me. I didn't earn it, didn't deserve it, didn't even decide to get it before He gave it. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, by means of faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Over in the book of Romans, chapter 8, listen to this. He says in verse 31 of Romans 8, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. Now who are they all there? It says, how shall He not with Him, with Christ, also freely, unconditionally, give us all things. Who's He talking about? Not all without exception there, because all without exception have not been given all things freely. He's talking about the blessings of salvation that's given to all of His people. How do you know He's talking about that? We'll look at verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. It's God who declares me not guilty. It's God who declares me righteous in Christ. It's God who gives me life. Verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. You see, if Christ died for me, I cannot be condemned. And I must be given spiritual life. I'm justified before God. God will not charge me with sin. He charged it to Christ. God charges me with righteousness, but nothing, no righteousness that I had anything to do with. It's the righteousness of Christ imputed. And God gives me life and preserves me, and Christ is now interceding in heaven for me. I cannot be lost. And so that's the Spirit of God. We haven't received, 1 Corinthians 2:12, we have received not the spirit of the world, false religion, false refuges, conditional salvation, work salvation, human righteousness, human merit, human earning power, salvation by man's efforts and man's will. That's the spirit of the world. But we receive the Spirit which is of God, that we might know, spiritually understand and receive and value the things that are freely, unconditionally given to us of God. And what does that mean? That means that when I see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, I know this. As Paul wrote in Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should glory, I should boast, save or accept in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world, the spirit of the world, is crucified unto me. I look upon it as dead, even at its best. And I unto the world. The world looks at me as being foolish and dead. You see, I don't have anything to brag about. That's why on this program and in my preaching at our church on Sunday, I spend my time bragging on Christ. Not bragging on you. I thank God for all who listen to this program and all who support it. I thank God for my brethren in Christ. I thank God. But I don't boast on them, and I don't brag about them. This is not about you. It's not about me. It's about the glory of God in Christ. And that's what he means. That's the freeness and the fullness of salvation. The fullness of it. All salvation conditioned on Christ and all freely given to his people based upon the merits, the earning power of Christ. He earned it all. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering Christ hath perfected, completed, finished forever. That not just part of the way. We can't lose it if it's forever. Forever. Them that are sanctified. Now, who are those who are sanctified? They're the people of God that were set apart by God in Christ before the foundation of the world. They are the people of God who are set apart by Christ on the cross for whom he died. They are the people of God who are set apart in the new birth when they're born again by the Spirit, evidenced by the fact that they have received and know the things that are freely given to them of God. What is freely given? All the fullness of salvation. Every bit of it. I hope you'll join us next week for another message from God's Word.
We are glad you could join us for another edition of Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. To receive a copy of today's program or to learn more about Reign of Grace Media Ministries or Eager Avenue Grace Church, write us at 1102 Eager Drive, Albany, Georgia, 31707. Contact us by phone at 229-432-6969 or email us through our website at www.theletterrofgrace.com. Thank you again for listening today, and may the Lord be with you.